What's up?
Hey, let's stab each other with swords.
Set adrift on memory blue.
Oh! I got stabbed.
Yeah, we are joined in studio. We got William, Matthew, and Christine in here. It is old line swordsmanship. Who wants to explain what that is?
Well, what we practice is what's called HEMA, Historical European Martial Arts. So it's basically take what you know about common sport or Olympic fencing and go backwards. So it's everything up to that point. So all the fighting. So it kind of recreates the collegiate and kind of like guild fencing of like the Middle Ages, the Renaissance, everything up through more recent military saber and swords, and just basically fighting.
We love swords. We love weapons.
Hell yeah.
We had a segment we used to do called Weapon Wednesday until it went horribly wrong, and that's how our producer Mike died.
Miss you, Mike. Sorry about that cudgel to the head.
But look, it happens. Rest in peace.
R.I.P., buddy.
Now, so back in the day was, you know, fencing is an Olympic sport. Now they wear the little suits, and they have the little sensors on them now, so you know when there's a hit.
Right.
But back in the day, like, we go all the way back where there was a competition where people were fighting with swords. Would they just fight to the death? Maybe?
Not really. They would sometimes fight with sharp weapons, but they weren't, like, you know, like you would say, razor sharp. They're not going to, like, cut your arm off. Usually what they would do is, if it was a sharp, they would have target areas, and you would either hit to, you know, the head or something. You wouldn't, you know, stab somebody. You can kill somebody really easy that way.
Now, let me ask you about a technique that, in preparation for this segment, again, our good friends from the Old Line Swordsmanship joining us in here, I was watching some fencing videos, like some Olympic fencing and stuff like that, and I kept seeing this term come up for a maneuver, and excuse me if I'm saying it wrong, it's called the Chamley-Watson technique. Are you familiar with the Chamley-Watson?
No. I haven't heard of that one, no.
This thing is probably the slickest effing fencing maneuver I've seen, where someone with their, what do you call it? Is it a rapier? What do you call it?
I guess a foil or effie.
Foil. There you go. Right. Foil. Hell yeah. So say you're doing this bit right here. You've got the foil.
Yeah.
This dude dodged another guy and then from behind.
Behind the head.
Sticks him. And it's called the Chamley-Watson. Right. And there's videos of dudes pulling this off in competition, and the crowd goes
They go crazy.
The crowd goes nuts. Check out this dude right here. Watch this. This is a 15-second clip of a guy pulling off the Chamley-Watson. And boom!
Ah!
You see him? He sticks his ass.
Slick.
I'm like, that is awesome.
That's
I need
slick.
To learn to do that.
Right. That's usually, you know, in sport fencing, because the rules, they're not allowed to, like, go to the body. You can't make contact.
Yeah.
So by going around the back that way, you're able to kind of shorten your reach and get your point where the person is. Otherwise, if you try to do it with just your hand, you'd have to like reach your arm way back behind you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, you're dodging it and you're thrusting behind you to let the guy run right into it.
William, Matt, Christine joining us. Matt, do you have a weapon of choice? Do you have a particular blade you're most fond of?
Our main weapon that we practice is the German longsword. That was the first one I picked up, and it's kind of like my main focus.
Downspeaks.
And then my kind of like other one that I practice is the British military saber.
And what do you guys do?
Stab each other.
Pretty much.
Yeah, explain it to me. Like, where do you go? What do you do? Like, is this...
There's kind of like a larger HEMA community made up of a bunch of different clubs like ours. You know, we're in like North Central, you know, Maryland, Harford County. There's a group down in Columbia. Not affiliated, like a separate group. And then there's kind of a community. And we all kind of talk on the internet, and then there's competitions like regional, national competitions.
Okay.
And there's international competitions in like Sweden, Norway, Denmark.
Is some prize money involved in this? Someone walking out with a check?
I wish. We don't really
do it for
have
the
that
love
much.
Of the game.
Pretty
for
much. It's kind
of,
you know.
Who's the dude? Who's the dude? Is there a dude
is there
in
a
Maryland?
Jordan?
Is there
a Spieth?
Jordan in Maryland? Is one of you guys?
Hey,
am I in the room?
Him.
Are you the guy? Don't be humble.
Is it Christine?
I'm going to be humble, but I'm not the best. You know, in the group I've been doing it the longest, I'd say probably the best one in the area is Jacob Norwood. He started two groups, both Maryland Kunstervention and then Capital Kunstervention. He's kind of like the guy who started he's like the OG of the sword community in our area. I mean, internationally, it would probably be like an Axel Pedersen from Sweden.
Your name's Axel. Your ass better
Axel
be good with a bladed
Pedersen.
Weapon. A bladed weapon, a guitar, or sing your ass off. What do you have with us? I see some weaponry in the back. What do you
look
got? Hand Scott something.
Here, Christine,
don't give him anything sharp.
No, give me the sharpest thing you have.
Give him the sharp thing.
Give that to Spiegel.
No, I'm afraid.
No, give it to Spiegel.
It's not sharp. It's not going
to
bite.
He needs to hold that.
Okay. Right? Spiegel has what's called a Fetterschwert.
Should I...
What is it?
It's a German. It means...
Watch the TV, Josh.
Feather sword. Because if you see, it's kind of like cut down. It's not as wide as a regular sword. But it's kind of made in a way that it's kind of like as a rapier is to what you would see in normal, like modern fencing.
Did you say rapier?
That's the one. I'll grab one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a list of all of them here, Speegs. They got European swords, long swords, swords, a buckler, a saber, a rapier, a dagger.
The rapier is otherwise known as the Epstein katana. We're having fun.
Now, you don't have to say yes. But
look at that thing.
Is anyone open to me beheading a guest?
I'm down with it.
Again, I'm here for it.
Whoever you want. There you go.
Which one of you wants to be beheaded?
Yeah, who's trying to find out there's an afterlife?
Okay.
There you go.
This is cool. Wow.
We could probably do it without Will.
Yeah. By the power.
Yeah, you can knight people with these freaking things. God, this is nice. Christine, what about you? What's your weapon of choice?
How do you factor into all this?
Right now I'm doing rapier and dagger.
Don't drop it.
And dagger, so that's like you're doing two blades, one long, one short?
Yeah, so you start with the rapier in your main hand, and then on the off hand, you have a dagger.
Okay.
You have two things in your hands at once?
Dual wielding?
What? Oh, I love this.
Oh, that's so hot. Look at that thing. That blade is killer.
How do you guys get into this? I don't understand. Like, I don't...
They were assaulted by a knight in high school, and they said, never again!
Well, I mean, personally, the way I got into it was, I did... A little bit of karate and stuff like that. I kind of got bored at punching at the air.
Are you a black belt?
I don't have any belt.
Oh, okay.
Blue belt.
There's no shame in that.
Yeah, I took like two classes and I was like, okay, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of one of those things like, you know, you try fencing and that's fun. And then you're like, okay, I kind of want to hit somebody. Why can't I grab the blade? Why can't I tackle the guy? So like where they stop and they say, okay, you can't go, core-to-core or hand-to-hand on it. What we do is we allow everything to a throw. So we're kind of like Olympic fencing meets mixed martial arts.
So we do grappling as well.
Nice. So you can get in close, drop someone's ass with a double leg, and then...
Exactly.
Pretty much,
And what do you wear in terms of protection? What do you guys...
It depends on personal preference. We have some guys that do this in a t-shirt, some guys that have full padded jackets.
Like, we had the one dude that came up here forever ago. I can't remember his name. Our barbarian buddy?
Yeah, that guy.
We just hit the guy with morning stars over and over, but he was covered in five layers of stuff.
Yeah, they had all the traditional armor that they wore, as well as the weapons.
What he's doing is what we call harness fechting or armored fencing, which we, in the HEMA community, we do that. What's more common is what's called a blouse fechting. Which, again, is a German term. We use the German because it makes it easier to talk to anybody. I can talk to the guys in Germany using the same terms that they're using. I can talk to people in New York using the same terms. But, what they're using, blouse fechting is like blouse fighting. Fighting in clothing, guy walking around day to day. So what we're practicing and stuff is if I hit Will in the arm, it's as if I'm, he's not wearing clothes. But the padding we wear is just for our own personal protection. There's, a level of risk that, might have been acceptable back in the day, but now it's like I gotta
stupid
go to work.
Stupid laws, families.
I got a dance lessons.
We got old line swordsmanship in studio. We got some fun stuff. Christine, William, and Matthew in here, and they brought a whole trunk of weapons. And I don't know what we're gonna do here.
We are gonna bring Bobby in, pin him to the floor, and do what needs doing. He's got way too many fingers and too damn many toes. If you're going to do sports around here, Bobby, you have to do it like Paul does, with one leg. Can people just join up with you guys? Is this like a club? People go online if they feel like getting into swordsmanship?
Absolutely.
Where do they go if they want to become one of your rank?
Well, we have a Facebook page. If they go to Old Line Historical Swordsmanship, we have a page there that has all the contact information. We welcome anybody to start anytime they like. We run beginner classes, which are 8 weeks, 2-hour lessons that kind of teach, basics of footwork, body mechanics, movement, confidence, control, everything there. So it's not required. It's just kind of like a good condensed way to get everything in a nice structured, some people like to have that little structured class.
I'll sign up for the confidence class.
It works. You get
lacking.
Used to. There you go. Nothing builds confidence like beating the crap out of the guy next to you.
Can you do that in here? I know we have limited space to work with and limited time, but is there anything you gents can do? Because you brought an entire KISS coffin full of armaments. I saw some masks in there. I saw some gloves in there.
Yeah, we can probably
without ruining these TVs.
Yeah, we got a lot of TVs.
Which I know it's
our engineer would kill us.
You're trying to fight in basically a crystal box.
Well,
right
he can
there.
Try.
How many people show up when you guys? How often do you meet? And how many people are showing up?
We meet twice a week.
Twice a week.
Right. So
that's a big commitment.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to come both days. The Maryland Fencing Club, run by Coach Pay, is kind enough to let us practice in his space on Sundays from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and that's in Abingdon, Maryland. And then the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd is kind enough to let us use their space on Wednesdays from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the p.m.
And how many people are showing up, do you think?
We usually have at least, minimum, usually 4 to 6. Our Wednesday classes can get a little bit bigger. We have more space. On those days, so it's generally maybe upwards of 10, 12 people.
Anyone drinking at these things?
No.
No?
Not allowed.
No.
Not with weapons.
That's not safe at all.
Not with weapons.
No, yeah. Not at all.
I think Spiegs is going to sign up, and you're going to see him out there. This is his new thing. Here.
Yeah, I'm looking to disfigure some people.
Yeah, 2020 is going to be the year of the hobby. Scott's doing macrame. I'm trying to get into bonsai, and Josh is looking to just take off limbs. So maybe join up with... Why don't we take a little couple of things out of that box back there? Let's get some swords on some hands and see if we can't make our insurance company freak out a little bit. Christine, Matt, William, joining us.
Do whatever you got to do. I love this. 98online.com/livewire if you want to see what's going on here.
Old.line.swordsmanship@gmail.com.
Who are you most afraid of out of the three, Justin? Because I know who mine is.
I got issues with William. William seems to have a brewing rage inside of him.
Mine is with Christine. She's too quiet.
Too quiet.
She's
going to come in for a goodbye hug, and the next thing you know, you've got a dagger between your second and third ribs.
These other guys, they seem nice enough.
I've been waiting for Christine to do something like that for years.
He knows. He picks up on the vibe I picked up on.
Yeah, she's a black widow.
Yes. Right.
Did you hear what happened to her last boyfriend? Also found dead. This is like number 7. I don't know what happens, but he keeps tripping and falling on steak knives, allegedly. Oh, yeah. They don't last long ever. Oh, wow. Okay, so they're gauntleting up. Are those gauntlets? Those are considered gauntlets. Hop over that
those
number 5.
Those look like lacrosse gloves.
Yeah.
They are lacrosse gloves.
Yeah. For beginners, they're cheap and they kind of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm wearing now, these are like single stick gloves. They're, kind of like a medium protection.
Okay.
And then for longsword, since you're swinging a two-handed thing.
Yeah, throw me one of those. Look at those bad boys.
Oh, wow. Look at the Natty Bow fencing mask. Oh, that's so kick-ass.
Get a picture of that and post that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
okay.
All of our club gear, I tried to make it, as Maryland as I could. So,
you succeeded.
Mr. Bow.
All right, Oh, wow, look at that thing. God, you punch someone with that, you're going to do extra damage. Right. All right, so it looks like Will's all set to go. Who else is armoring up here? It looks like you guys are putting on your gloves and stuff like that. Again, Old Line Swordsmanship joining us in studio. Go to Livewire. I don't know what the hell's about to happen, but I have a feeling we're going to need to buy a new printer. Okay, we got both of them helmeted up now. All right, and gentlemen, I can't stress it enough. We had a situation years ago with a blind guy in a mobile wheelchair.
Yeah.
A motorized wheelchair. All wheelchairs are mobile, stupid. That got us yelled at for quite some time.
Just keep it, give me a 4 out of 10 on this.
Yeah. Just watch those TVs. I am freaking
that
out.
That big
here.
Window, too. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Watch oh, my
out,
God.
Please. This is a bad idea.
This is so dumb.
Oh! I'm out already. I wouldn't even do that.
Round 2.
That seems violent and scary.
Don't you need protective clothing?
Oh! Oh, he got him in the balls.
You got him right in the
that
bees,
was a ball
man.
Shot. Wow.
It's now 1-1.
He apologized. Sorry. It's all right.
Round 3. Fight.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh, that's awesome. Give him one more.
Are you okay?
I'm
here it goes.
I'm
come
so nervous.
Oh! Jesus! I don't like this.
Dude, I'm so nervous.
I'm not even nervous about the room. I don't like giant metal objects flying at me.
Matt, come to the mic real quick. I have a question about that last exchange. Okay, so if you're watching on Livewire, your blade slid across his blade and went right up on top of his brow, like the crown.
Was that a move?
Was that a win? Was that a point? What was that?
I was trying to thrust into his mask, but when he came up, it kind of moved it. In our sport, that would still be considered a cut to the head. Which is kind of indicative of what they did in medieval times in like a tournament or a competition. A lot of times it was the higher head wound would win, so they would measure it to see who got Because you'd be trying to hit him around top of the head and just cause a bleeding wound.
Oh, my God.
We just saw four exchanges between Matt and Will. And I don't know what I'm watching. I'm just impressed by the brief flashes of swordsmanship and the parrying. So who got the better of those exchanges?
Oh, Matt, by far.
Wow, man. Will, you got your ass handed to you,
brother.
Were
you letting him win?
I'm dead.
Did you let him win, or what happened? Why did he
I'm not breaking a TV.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was kind of close to what we do with drilling. You know, slower speed, lower intensity kind of practice.
I bet you cats are dressing up for the runs.
Now, you guys showed me King Henry's armor here with the giant cod piece, which I'm fascinated by. Do you guys rock the giant cod pieces or no? You should start incorporating them.
There's a few guys that do,
Each week you just show up with bigger.
Just a bigger and bigger cod piece. Who's ever had the biggest cod piece is the king.
That could be the belt system we use.
You know? I'm telling
you. That could do it.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah, a cod piece, a covering flap or pouch that attaches to the junk and is held closed by ties, folds, buttons. Come on, man. Like, you ain't working with a Reardon's worth. That's being braggadocious there. That's
exactly.
Being you're bragging a little bit. I think it's like the modern day version of when you or the olden time version when you'd stuff a sock down the front of your gym shorts. Again, hit them up online old.line.swordsmanship@gmail.com for more information to join up. They operate with their friends, the Maryland Fencing Club, MarylandFencing.com. We'll get all this up on the website. We appreciate you guys all coming up here.
No, thank you for having us.